Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, 20 years. Wow. Thanks for being the amazing resource and thought leader that you are to small businesses, entrepreneurs, and growing companies around this planet and intergalactically.
20 years of fabulous shows, incredible guests, fun with you.
20 years of being a small business champion.
The boys are back in town. Welcome back, folks. 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for helping me celebrate the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. We're doing that with our good friend Rob Levin. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. Rob is the founder and CEO and editor-in-chief of RSL Media. Put a .com on the end of that, and you'll find him and all the things that he does for his people and what he might be able to do for you. Hey, Rob, thanks again for being here. We're talking about email newsletters. And now when you've done the email, help people with the email newsletters, what are some of the tools of the trade, so to speak? What are some of the things that makes an email newsletter unique that you got to pay attention to?
Again, it's great content. You know your audience, you know your customer base, right? And here's another way to think about this. What are the questions that you get all the time? Whether it's a prospective customer who's asking you about a product or service, or maybe how something works, or an existing customer. And that, all of a sudden, that's what we call foundational content, right? And by the way, the content doesn't have to just sit on your newsletter. You have it on the website.
Right.
Really, in an ideal world, you have your content, you have a teaser, enough to get somebody interested, and then they're clicking over to your website. And the clicks shows you the level of engagement you have, right? We can take this to the next step that once you're on your website, depending on your business, you might want to call to action next to the content. But the idea with the content is not to sell. The ideal is to first engage them. And it really just comes back to your expertise and that intersection of your expertise, and then what is it that people want to know? And people ask you questions all the time. And you can just turn that into content. And it might be video, by the way, like, you know, if you're, let's say, a plumber, it might be video on how to fix something or how to attach something. It could be all sorts of stuff.
I like your idea of the plumber. I mean, the plumber's under the house and he's got a light and he's got a smartphone. And he shows the smartphone. Focuses the smartphone on something that was, you know, a big problem. He says, "See this, folks? These people have this problem, and this is how they could have solved that. If you'd like to know how to prevent this, go click on this, and go read an article on how I said to solve it. If you need more help, let me know." He was under the house.
Yeah, that's awesome stuff. And
people,
you know, there's people.
That.
Well, I don't want to give away my expertise. I don't buy that at all.
No, there's no such thing as cannibalism.
Because if people are
in the age of the internet,
people
folks,
want to do it
there's
themselves.
There's no such thing as cannibalism.
People want to do it themselves. They're going to do it, right? And if people need the help, a lot of times they'll be like, "Oh, wow, this person really knows what they're talking about." But I'm not going under the house. So what was his number again?
Right. That's exactly right. Have you seen the commercial where the guy says, "I can fix that"? His wife says, she laughs at him. She says, "No, you're not going to fix that."
But yeah, that was filmed in my house.
I got you. It's hilarious. So no, folks, but the other thing you've got to do though is you've got to build an audience. You've got to build. You know, I can remember when I started my newsletter. You know, my first few, four or five back in 99, November of 99, I started telling my radio audience I was going to have a newsletter. Go to my website, subscribe. I think I had 5 subscribers the first newsletter that went out, and. You know,
somebody's got to be number 1, 2,
that's right.
1, 2, 3, 4, and 5.
That's right. You've got to get started.
And here's the other thing. Publish frequently. Consistently.
Yeah.
Okay, whether you're going to do it once a month or twice a month or once a week, do it consistently. Same time, same day, do it consistently. People start to – they may not notice it, but actually subconsciously, if they like what they're reading – they start to really appreciate it. And then over time, as your list builds, you can get into segmenting, right? You can segment your list. You can segment them by different customer types. You can segment them by customer versus prospect.
And don't be afraid to publish on the weekend. You'd be amazed how much I've had a lot of people. I publish mine every Sunday afternoon. I haven't missed a Sunday.
I'll tell you.
In 18 and a half years, a Sunday publishing.
So,
pub day in 18 and a half years.
Here's, but,
go ahead. Finish up. 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Here's something you can, yeah. You can, you, most of the email providers like MailChimp and Constant Contact, they will give you a very easy way to republish the newsletter to anybody who didn't open the first time. Mm-hmm. We now do that on the weekends.
Right.
So that's a
good.
Great call, Jim.
That's a good idea. That's a good idea. Well said. Hey, Rob, good job today. I knew you'd come through for us.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Good job, buddy. Come back soon. RSLmedia.com. What's that new website, Rob, quickly?
SmB.
There it is. SmB.com. Check those two out, folks. Rob Levin, he's the best. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.